Montana's environmental advocates are criticizing Governor Greg Gianforte for signing a bill they say will allow the state to ignore the impacts of climate change when developers construct large-scale energy projects, such as coal mines and power plants. The measure received a lot of attention during the legislative session, most of it in opposition. House Bill 971 builds on a decade-old law that prohibits the state from including actual or potential impacts that are, quote, regional, national, or global in nature in environmental reviews of big energy projects. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Ann Hedges says the measure is a direct attack on the state's most precious natural resources and leaves them unprotected.
You are telling the public and you are telling the state their rights don't matter, that they don't really have a right to a clean and healthful environment, and the state has no obligation to protect people from the very real dangers of the climate crisis.
The bill prohibits regulators such as the state's Environmental Quality Department from measuring greenhouse gas emissions and the effects of climate change when they review the overall impacts of large projects such as coal mines and power plants. The bill's supporters say they're trying to avoid excessive state regulation and contend measuring and regulating greenhouse gas emissions and other impacts on the climate should be left up to federal laws like the Clean Air Act. Hedges argues the state understands local issues better than the federal government does and says the whole purpose of Montana's environmental agencies doing these sorts of studies is to be able to educate residents who live here about the impacts of a major energy project.
On the land, on the air, water, wildlife, economy, cultural resources, etc.
Hedges says, ultimately, the bill will create longer and more dangerous wildfire seasons, a shrinking snowpack, and reduced stream flows as emissions from power plants add to a warming climate and unstable atmosphere. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.